Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. My next guest needs no introduction, but then you wouldn't know who he is, so that doesn't make any sense to anybody anywhere. It's Marty Schneider, the retirement professor who can be reached 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526. Marty calls in. He's about a minute and a half out. He's on the phone, but then I know he's also in the last couple minutes of the show, so I just say, how does he do it? How do you do it, Marty? And Marty, your answer to that was?
It's my Houdini act, yes.
Yeah, it's your Houdini. That's pretty good, Marty. That's pretty good right there. It's like, watch this, you know. How you doing today, Marty? How are things going?
Things are good, David. Crazy day. You know, Wall Street has been, the stock market's not enjoying the last couple of days. Lots of volatility based on all the stuff going on, you know, with ISIS and attacking some of their, by air power, and so that kind of upsets investors, and you know, all of a sudden there's conflict, and there's oil involved in this conflict, and all that kind of tension. Not a great environment for investment climate right now. So a lot of concern right now there.
Let me ask you this. I didn't ask you this, and I got something specific I want to go to, but it was just as you were talking came to my mind, and that is, you know, I've watched kind of at a distance some of the information that's taking place on the Ebola virus, and I'm just curious, as that spreads, it's not directly oil related, but it's killing off humanity related. I mean, is that a possible factor that comes into the market?
Yeah, you know, it could be. I think on that particular issue, the investment community kind of perceives that to be an across the ocean problem. If we started seeing cases pop up here in the U.S., absolutely would become an issue, David.
So it's something to keep an eye on, but not really something to freak out about, per se.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll keep watching that one. But right now, it's really just all the global tension and the uncertainties around all of that. And the market likes, you know, certainty, and we don't have a lot of that right now, just about anywhere.
All right, let me ask you this. I read this article the other day, and I'm trying to figure out, Marty, you have to forgive me because, you know, I'm not too bright in some of these things. But there's this article about the super rich, okay? So it's kind of an interesting article. And it's the super rich are buying up gold. I mean, they're just buying gold. They're just getting more and more and more gold. So I got two questions for you. Why would the super rich buy gold? And number two, if the world became if the Lord allowed it and it became a Mad Max situation that was kind of out there, how is gold going to help anybody?
Great question, David. I'd love that you brought that up. First of all, I'm not so sure that's true. Generally when you read those articles about, you know, people are buying gold up as fast as they can get their hands on it, usually it's by the gold sponsor companies that are kind of promoting that mentality to get you in on the fever a little bit. And, on the other hand, gold has really not performed all that well over the last year and a half, 2 years. Although today, when the stock market went down, gold did go up. So there's sort of that inverse relationship, David, between the paper assets and the hard assets. And so we saw that today. But to get more directly to your question, you know, you're absolutely right. If the whole currency system collapses, you have to be able to trade gold into something. And the notion that, you know, it has intrinsic value, so you're literally going to have to, you know, walk into the store with your wheelbarrow full of gold to buy your bread and butter. There's that kind of mentality out there, and it's probably not going to work. And, you know, you probably better have your AK-47 on your shoulder if you're, you know, wheeling your gold into the store. So, you know, if it comes to that, it kind of a situation. First of all, I'm a preacher, so I hope I'm out of here.
We're talking premillennial pre-trib rapture scenario, right? Right, Marty?
That's right. Absolutely. And but if it can't trade into some kind of a currency, then it really doesn't have any intrinsic value. So, you know, that's sort of a fallacy. Now, having said that, does it make sense in a portfolio to have a piece of your diversification into hard metals? Probably so. You know, there's nothing that's not prudent about that. It's just the people that, you know, that mentality that sell everything you have and buy gold, that's just not going to work.
Yeah. Now, I get concerned because I think, you know, like you said, there's some of those articles come out and people are like, oh, I don't have to do anything. I'm just going to buy gold. And they don't really know what they've got or what they're heading into. And that's why, you know, I like the idea of them getting in touch with you and just talking to you. I mean, they, like you say, they can leave their checkbook at home, but they come and they talk to you and get a handle on, you know, where they're really at. Because I think one of the things that my wife and I have really concentrated on since I've had you on the show, which is like about two and a half months or two months or so, is we're really working on getting rid of as much debt as possible. We're just like, get rid of the debt. And I think that every time we got rid of a credit card, and we were like, man, that's almost like, it's almost like freeing to get rid of it.
Yeah. Oh, boy, is it ever. And what a sound thing to do, David. What a great, you know, model that is for your listeners as well, because it's the one thing that I think you can absolutely say is flawless. I mean, when you're out of debt, you're out of bondage, and you're not pledging away future income to pay back other expenses, so it frees up this piece of income that can be used for other purposes, whether it's accelerating other debt or saving money or giving more generously, whatever your particular circumstances might be. But when that income that you've been using to pay off that credit card becomes freed up because you've paid off the debt, you are freeing up future resources. And I just think that is a marvelous way to proceed with anybody's financial planning.
You know, I'll tell you one of the things that we did, and I've been on this show, Marty. Unfortunately, I'm brutally honest, which is terrible. But, you know, we went through a period where things were just super dark and super bad, and we had to get, you know, $300-$400 line of credit to pay groceries. I mean, it was at that point. And then when the wife came up with part of the plan, and she's been working on it for a while, but since I've been talking to you, it's been, you know, kind of an overdrive. But she'd pay, let's say she had a card and she'd be paying on it, and so we pay off the $300 card. Then instead of putting that money back in the budget, she now takes that money and puts it against a different card on top of the normal payment to knock that down, to knock the principal down on that. And now we're just like, you know, get rid of the card. It's like a chant or something. I don't know, but it's helpful because it, you know what it has done for the first time in years is given us a glimmer of hope.
Amen. It gives you a glimmer of hope. And when you succeed and you pay that first debt off, I mean, it's sort of a nice, you know, little attaboy, attagirl, well done. And as you said, David, now you're creating that debt snowball where you're taking that freed up income and you're attacking other debt with it to accelerate through that. And the vision here is when you get through all the debt and it's all paid off, then you freed up that big chunk of monthly income that you can use to start to pursue other of your financial goals, but irrefutably sound, great financial decision, great emotional decision, great spiritual decision. It just meets all the criteria for me. So attaboy, David, keep up the good work. And to Mrs. Spoon, you keep up the good work as well.
Yeah, and it's been really helpful talking to you because that's why I've asked you on several different occasions, well, what about this and what about, because I'm not one of those guys that is in radio is like, oh, he's making big dollars. Like, what are you talking about? I've been renting for 5 years. I'm not looking to buy for the next 5 years, and I got debt that we want to eliminate over the next 5 years. I'm just like everybody else. The only difference is I have a bigger mouth than most people. That's the only that and I read the Bible a lot. Those two things right there, they somehow work together. So, Marty, what's one thing that people should be aware of that's going to take place in this week? Anything that's coming up that's kind of under the bushes that, like, this could be being raised, this could be being raised? I mean, it's so volatile. How do you look at the market and not think, like, the whole thing could explode tomorrow?
Yeah, I think you don't probably, David, because it could. And I think there's an awful lot of investors that are sort of expecting that. You know, we've had this big run-up in stocks, and now we've got all this additional global uncertainty. A lot of people think that there's going to be a correction. We've got the end of the government's quantitative easing coming up at the end of October, the so-called QE3, the bond buying program. They told us they're terminating that the end of October. So that's going to take some liquidity out of the system that's been added for roughly 2 years. So all of those various components, you know, lead me to conclude that this is a really volatile time. And the lesson for people nearing retirement in the red zone in the last 5 or 7 years and those that are just retired, you really want to be cautious now about being overly exposed to stocks because, you know, if anything, the risk on the downside is a whole lot greater right now than the upside potential in this stock market. So just a word of caution there. You know, make sure you sit down with your advisors, review your allocations, and be really defensive right now. The big news, David, is the geopolitical uncertainties and what direction that really takes here over the next couple of months. So that's the thing to keep our eyes on right now.
Great. Great advice. You know, it's great to talk to you, Marty. I really appreciate it. I want people to go to theretirementprofessor.com. That's one, all one word kind of thingy. Well, it's three words, but they're three words put together. Theretirementprofessor.com. You can reach him at 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526. To talk to Marty is free. You can leave your checkbook at home. He'll even buy you a cup of coffee or pour one for you anyway. Right, Marty?
Or hot chocolate, whatever you like.
Or hot chocolate. I like hot chocolate. That's a good one for me. Thanks, brother. I appreciate you being on.
Thank you, brother. Talk to you next week, David.
All right, take care. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, what did Google do now?
The best things in life are free, but you can keep them for the best and these. Now give me more.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
It's a very powerful and precise way to fight cancer. Proton therapy targets the cancer while minimizing damage to healthy tissue. Scripps Proton Therapy Center is now open. Call 1-800-SCRIPPS or visit scripps.org/proton therapy.
On Saturday, October 11th, bring your family and friends down to stay late or sleep out at Liberty Station. It's the 8th annual Sleepless San Diego, a fun, family-friendly benefit to help the homeless at San Diego Rescue Mission. Enjoy live entertainment, activities, and educational videos. Register right now at sleeplesssandiego.org. That's sleeplesssandiego.org. Sleepless San Diego is brought to you by San Diego Rescue Mission and presented in part by Procopio Business Law Firm and Barney & Barney.
Hey folks, Dave Stahl here. I love a good deal, just like the great lease deals you can find at Team Kia of El Cajon, like the sporty Kia Forte Coupe for just $179 a month for 36 months, or the tech-ready Kia Soul for $239 a month for 39 months. Don't forget about the gas-saving Kia Optima Hybrid for only $259 a month for 39 months. Team Kia of El Cajon, just off the 8 or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. And don't forget to say Dave Stahl sent you.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
Offer available for qualified lessees.
This is Wise Counsel with attorney Larry Copenbarger.
So many Christians tell me that they are worried about their financial future. We all want to be good stewards, but often get lost in the process. At our law firm, business and family estate planning are really a way of providing peace of mind. Others have a will or trust in place, but these are disconnected from the other pieces of their financial life. See what a difference a multidimensional team approach can make for you. You really can get your financial house in perfect order. Call me. Let's sit down and take care of everything for you.
Call and arrange your meeting with Larry Copenbarger. The Copenbargers have dedicated their lives to the service of God's people. They'll help you put your financial house in order with God's kingdom in mind. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Call 888-738-3184.
What are you paying for electricity? How about nothing? For a whole year? Call Peterson Dean's Solar for America and get 12 months same as cash. Lock in one low rate for 30 years or more. How low? About 7 cents per kilowatt hour. That's below baseline and way below your average. In fact, it's the cheapest power you can buy in California. If you've had it with your electric bills, it's time to flip off your power company and flip on the cheapest power you can buy. Solar for America. 800-943-1940. 800-943-1940. Zero down? Check. 30 years in business? Check. American made? Check. The other guys? You better check. Go ahead, flip off your power company and flip on Solar for America. American made through and through, and the best warranty in the business. 800-943-1940. 800-943-1940. California CSOP 468-117.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Whitefields.org and Steve Wheeler and their good friends over at Whitefield. We've had them on several times, and one of the things I want them people to understand is Whitefield's kind of a different ministry approach from what you normally hear. They really use that national, they use the culture to really communicate within the framework of their missionary work. They use people that are living in the communities where they're at in these foreign communities and train them up in the Lord and let them do some of the ministry. So it's really some very cool stuff. Steve Wheeler's going to be on in the next couple weeks. And I think it's really what they do at Whitefield is they make a 5-year commitment to support a local pastor in an area that they believe that people of the culture would do better in promoting and sharing Christ. And you have to appreciate that, because that mentality is, okay, well, we're going to go here to this tribe. And it's like, well, no, they have a person in that tribe who believes in Jesus. Let's spend the money to train that person and let that person spend the next so many years leading people to Jesus Christ and establishing a church in their village. It's like, makes sense to me. Whitefields.org, that is the website. If you ever want to get a hold of them, Steve Wheeler is going to be on in a couple weeks, like I said, but you can call 760-846-8610. That's 760-846-8610, Whitefields.org. I really appreciate the approach they're taking. I think it's a great approach. I think that there's different approaches, and we should be using all of them, not some of them. All of them, to do whatever we can to advance the kingdom of God. Okay, Robo Producer, I need a time because I just realized I probably don't have a long one. Ooh, that's really short. So with that kind of short time, that's short, short.
Yeah, I'm not throwing out the peace sign.
That wasn't the peace sign?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. Then I think I'll just do a little bit of history. I think we'll come back and then we'll have a DDD plus a story about Google that will make you go, what? What? So from a history point of view, let's just make sure we understand the important elements for today. On this day in 1952, Vice President candidate Richard Nixon delivered the Checkers speech, rebutting charges of improper campaign financing. For those that don't know what the Checkers speech was, and a lot of people don't, if you're from Detroit, Michigan, or south of Michigan, it's not Checkers barbecue. I know you think it is, but it's not. And for the rest of you who are like in Massachusetts, it's not Checkers and chess. Checkers was the dog that Mr. Nixon had given, a gift that he'd given to his daughter, and said he wouldn't ask her to give it back. That's kind of the whole point. In 1939, on this day, Sigmund Freud found out that God has a lot more to say than he thought, because he died on this day. In 1846, German astronomer Johann Gottfried Galle discovered the planet Neptune. So for those who are into that part of it, that's interesting.
I have a question.
Yeah, sure.
Why isn't the planet named Gottfried?
I don't know. I got to say, I'm not sure why they didn't name it to Johann. You know?
I like Johann's name of a planet.
Johann's
cool.
A good planet name. Take a left over there. Johann. Okay. I could see that. I could do that.
There's Planet Dave.
Oh, you bet there is. At least in this mind, there is. In 1912, Mark Sennett's Keystone Studio opened, complete with the Keystone Cops. Yeah, no, for real. And then in 1930, flash bulbs were patented. In 1930, on this day, flash bulbs were patented by Johannes Ostermeyer.
Close. Why they called Ostermeyer bulbs?
Yeah, very close to Oscar Mayer, isn't it? Very close.
Hey, my light bulb has a first name.
It's O-S-C-A-R? All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, come back. I got to do this Google story because it fascinates me. And then also another DDD, probably in Ephesians. So do this. Don't go anywhere. Hang on. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Come on, baby. Let's do
a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon today at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon or at teamkiaofelcajon.com.
This Friday, a must-see movie for couples.
We're going to have more than one date.
How do you know?
I know.
Inspired by the Song of Solomon, a story about the things we all pursue.
I don't know if I can give you whatever it is you're looking for. Love is
the
power
that you. The best movie for couples since Fireproof.
I want a man who believes in something bigger than all this.
The Song, movie rated PG-13, starts this Friday. Love is the power.
When you shop at the Rock Thrift Store, you not only save money, you support your community. Because all proceeds go to providing pervasive hope to our underprivileged neighbors here in San Diego. We have amazing deals on new and slightly used clothing, household items, furniture, and more. Do yourself and your community a favor. Come to Rock Thrift today at 3191 Sports Arena Boulevard to donate or purchase, and look for the new Rock Thrift Store coming soon to El Cajon. Why support Rock Thrift? Because no one should live in need.
You like being a homeowner. Will you stay a homeowner? Ignore your termite problem and eventually there might not be much home left. Yes, I said your termite problem. It's a fact. The typical home in California has termites, so you can pretty much bet you have termites. And if you're not battling your termites, then you may already have lost vital support beams in your home. Do nothing and it will cost you lots and lots of money. It's termite swarming season and billions of little bugs are looking for places to live and eat. Fight them off with All Pest Pros. No big ugly tent, no hotel rooms, no hassle. All Pest Pros will find your termites, kill them, and keep them out with a long-term barrier of protection. Continue the battle with a treatment insurance plan so California's termites won't become your termites. Win the battle for your home. Call All Pest Pros now. 800-851-1864. Call for your free, no-obligation termite inspection and, if you need it, save $250 on your treatment. 800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
Since 1899, Azusa Pacific University has prepared men and women for effective, practical ministry. Azusa Pacific Seminary offers a vibrant community that strengthens the intellectual foundation of faith, explores the eternal significance of the human experience, and shapes you at every level. Committed to the centrality of Jesus Christ and the authority of Scripture, Azusa Pacific Seminary offers a doctorate of ministry, as well as master's degrees in divinity, youth ministry, pastoral studies, theological studies, and transformational urban leadership. Earn a seminary degree that goes beyond information and toward transformation. Visit apu.edu/San Diego to learn how you can focus your degree on missional church leadership or spiritual formation. These programs are offered close to home at Azusa Pacific San Diego Center, centrally located on Mission Center Road in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego for more information or to apply. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Sound funny, but it's too rock and roll to me.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, I only have a couple of minutes because we have a special guest that's going to be joining us, Brad Stein. Here's what you don't know about Brad Stein. He has been one of the leading comedians for the last, 10, 15, 20 years. Long time. I saw him years and years ago. I'm going to remind him of that on the air. He's going to be jumping on board to talk to us about Let the Lion Roar. Boy, I hope I can say that right when it's time to do it. Let The Lion Roar, which is a very, very cool new film. I'm going to give him a chance to talk about it. But because we have to fill 2 minutes, I have to make a decision. Am I going to do a DDD, which some people are like, DDD, DDD, DDD. I can hear Ohio State Ron going, as long as it's not Michigan, I don't care. Or I can do these one-liners. And I'm going to do these one-liners. Why? I don't know. Can't you just smile for a few minutes? I mean, maybe you're in traffic and you're behind somebody like I was today, and they have learned that the steering wheel is actually their phone by which they text. And you just want to say something, but you know you shouldn't because you're a Christian. So underneath your breath, you go, Lord, let them know you in a close and personal way that they never thought possible.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
That's what I said. Here you go. Ready? Here's just a couple good liners. Tell me what you say. Give me yes or no on these, Robo Producer. Just yes or no. Simple stuff. Ready? All right. Diplomacy is the art of letting somebody else get your way. If ignorance is bliss, then tourists are in a constant state of euphoria. Absolutely my favorite. If at first you don't succeed, don't try skydiving.
Fire!
All right, now this is good for politics. Stop repeat offenders. Don't reelect them.
Amen.
That's a good one right there. This is funny, but keep in mind it's a joke, and then we'll exit out with this. I intend to live forever. So far, so good.
That's
That's a good one. All right, we're going to exit out because we want to be able to bring Brad in, spend some time with him. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need. And I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anton. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was gonna die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
Trinity Christian School, offering classes K through 8 and preschool, was established in 1969. Our small class sizes and beautiful hilltop campus, centrally located in the La Mesa Spring Valley area, draws families from all over the county. Our goal at Trinity Christian School is for every student to become a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, critical thinker, effective communicator, and a person of strong Christ-like character. Trinity offers an affordable, biblically based challenging curriculum and is fully accredited with the WASC and ACSI. Before and after school care and classes like music, sports, drama, and language. Trinity Christian School, kindergarten through eighth grade and preschool. To set up a visit, please call 619-462-6440 or visit trinitycs.org. That's 619-462-6440.
How is your retirement account looking? Or how about your savings account? If you're tired of watching your family's financial future disappear and are left wondering why your money manager can't seem to keep it from happening, then come learn how to take control of your own finances. Since the Bible teaches to lay aside for your grandchildren, you need a way to do just that. Attend our two-day course and learn the system that pastor and businessman David Mitchell developed based on principles found in the Bible, along with his solid background in trading in the stock market. You can learn this system just like thousands of others have across the country. Be the person that your great-grandchildren will be talking about. New venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Attend our live event coming to the Sheraton La Jolla, October 17th and 18th. Full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
Planning and preparation is biblical.
This is Wise Counsel with attorney Larry Copenbarger.
The scriptures tell us that we are responsible for preparing, for educating ourselves, for doing the work, the proverbial planting the fields so that the harvest will come.
You really can have your financial house in perfect order through living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. 888-738-3184.
And that's the key part of this wise counsel and getting a house in order. But I also know the Lord provides for those who prepare.
Call for your no-obligation appointment today. Call 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Offices in Mission Valley, Del Mar, and Rancho Bernardo. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Call 888-738-3184.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, where the weather is a lot better than Cleveland, Ohio. If you want to reach the show, you know you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt, and that will keep you up to date. On the phone with us, a special guest. Here's the funniest part about this guest that we're about to have right now. He does not know that I know him. That's like the best part right there. There's a new feature film coming out called Let the Lion Roar, and it's got this massive cast in it with different people. One of the stars of the show, Brad Stein. Brad, are you there with us?
Where else would I want to be on such a wonderful, glorious afternoon in Nashville, Tennessee, as you soak in all the sun in San Diego?
Well, you know, brother, somebody's got to pay the price, and it might as well be me. That's all I'm going to say.
If that's the cross you have to bear, my brother, I'll be praying for you.
I appreciate that. Many moons ago, I was helping a company called Outreach do some comedian booking, and I was at a place called Saddleback Church, and I saw this guy get up on the stage. And he was talking about kids and bicycles and why they needed helmets. And I just stood up and clapped because I thought, yeah, we used to like jump on ponds in Michigan that were full of ice plus construction elements and skate away and play hockey like the bad boys. I saw you many moons ago doing that, Brad. Brad, how have you been?
Well, I've been great. My whole show, for those who don't know me, and Lord knows who would not know me at this stage in my development, but for those who don't, my show has always been about lifting up God and country and tearing down political correctness. It's a cancer, and I want to see it die in my lifetime. But first, I want to watch it suffer. So that's what I'm going to do my best to make happen. I've always dealt with those kind of issues and tried to make fun of the nonsense of the wussification of America that's destroying us, and in that I've been able to, as I said, move to Nashville, Tennessee. You're right, I didn't know that I knew you, but I did work New Retirement Saddleback Church with Doug Fields, who would bring me in, and so when I lived in California, I had done that. But I've been about 12 years in Nashville now, and in that time, I've also done a lot of film. I just had a film out in theaters this summer called Persecuted that I co-starred in and co-produced, but always trying to do more and more unusual and amazing things just to, you know, keep my hand in the game and just see how many places I can fool people into thinking I'm any good.
For those that need to, you got to get more of this guy. And believe me, once you've had a taste, there's a reason that they call him God's comic, just so you can know. But if you really want to get some information on Brad Stein, STINE.com is his website for some of his personal projects. But today we're going to talk about Let the Lion Roar, because this is something that's coming out that you're a part of, Brad, and you're playing a particular character. Can you share with the audience what the Let the Lion Roar is and what's your character and what's going on in this movie?
Well, I can do all of those things. So how fortunate for you that you asked just the right question, because had you not, I would have hung up immediately and sued you. But anyway, I actually play the Bishop of Milan, so it's the first time I get to play a medieval Italian character, and that's something that I have been longing for. I would talk to my agents. They'd say, hey, we got a new big movie with Brad Pitt. I said, listen, do I get to play a medieval Italian? They'd say, no. I said, I'm out.
I'm gone.
Yeah. If I'm not playing a medieval Italian, I'm going to hold out for it. You know, sometimes you got to man up, my friend, and just stand your ground. I said, until you can get me a job as the Bishop Milan or an Italian medieval Renaissance church father, I'm just going to hold my ground. Well, sure enough, last summer, it happened. Let the Lion Roar came into Nashville. Now, it's a little, just to be, you know, full disclosure to your listening audience, it's not really a feature film, motion picture. It's more like a docudrama. It's a really interesting film, to say the least. But it really deals with a man who had sort of a vision, I guess, as to what needed to be done for the Christian church, the body that has been around for a couple thousand years, in its relation with the Jews over the millennia. And of course, unfortunately, there's a lot of areas in the history of the church fathers that were anti-Semitic, and they weren't good, and they certainly were not how God would have expected them to be treated. And so he deals with this issue and sort of explains and explores kind of how the church related to Jewish people at that time, but also then sort of seeking to mend and heal and sort of integrate that relationship again here in the 21st century. And how ironic, how providential, how serendipitous, whatever word you come from based on your materialist view or your theistic view, that we would have this type of a film out with all that's happening in Israel right now, with a lot of the anti-Israeli sentiment right now, and of course with terrorism and the numerous things that are happening to Christians around the world. This sort of prophetic docudrama hits the street. So I think it's a really unique and interesting time that God sort of orchestrated so that people could see in an entertaining way some very important information that hopefully would help them see their faith, if they are people of faith, differently, and hopefully find some common ground that we could all appreciate.
Now, people can reach to the movie by going to lettheLionRoar.com. But Brad doesn't. We met many years ago, but you might not know this better. You certainly wouldn't remember it because it was just in passing. But I was born and raised Jewish, full-blooded Jewish man who went to private Hebrew school, became a Christian, been a Christian for about 37 years. So when this movie came out and the idea of this movie came out, it was like right in my wheelhouse, because it's like, okay,
yeah, indeed.
This is the church going, well, you know, we really like the Jews. And then it's like, wait a second, we're not that stupid. So you can just see, though, now in the last like 25, 30 years since I've become a Christian, I've really seen this growth in the Jewish population, people becoming Christians, who are born and raised Jewish, becoming Christians, this resurgence of various people who are finding faith, the faith of their father Abraham, so to speak, and finding out that Christ is the Messiah. But this movie really looks at the church kind of coming to grips with that, doesn't it?
It really does. The truth be known, you know, if you grew up evangelical, which I did, I did not have the privilege of growing up Jewish as you did, so I didn't get nearly the matzo balls or the gefilte fish that you were privy to. But I did grow up evangelical, but I never thought or remember or recall in any of my times in church and in the my teachings and whatnot, not being taught to respect and to honor Israel. I don't remember that ever happening. I don't remember ever being taught any sort of anti-Semitic elements of Judaism at all. I mean, yes, we might think, I wonder why they don't see Jesus as Messiah. That seems odd, because it seems as though their Torah seems to point that here's kind of what the guy's going to look like when he shows up, and certainly Jesus fit that bill. But the there was never any sense that there was in some ways, a freedom to treat them poorly or without actually incredible respect, because that's where our faith came from. And so, I don't really understand what created that rift. And maybe it was some, demonic infiltration. I don't know, because some of the founding fathers, from Martin Luther's and very respected people, were very, whether they were anti-Semitic or simply had anti-Semitic moments, I don't know, but they certainly were nothing to be proud of, and did not in any ways help protect them. Now, thank God, over the years there have been moments of Corrie Ten Boom's and Dietrich Bonhoeffer's, even Christians who tried to defend and help Jews in their time of need and paid a price for it. But it wasn't the typical way of seeing how things were going to play out. So, again, I really have to say, and I'm not one of these end times guys at all, but obviously the way the shape of the earth is now compared to what I ever remember as far as the terrorism, the Islamic growth, as far as sort of wanting to sort of take over the world, the Israel being, disparaged by the United Nations in so many different places. It just seems, and then all of the incredible oppression about, the number one persecuted group in the world right now, Christians. So it's interesting to me that maybe this means something that we should keep, focused on and be very vigilant about. And so I hope this movie is something that, like I said, you can watch it with your kids. There's nothing there that is, there's no violence or anything outside of just, some nasty things that were done in the name of Christ. But other than that, I think it's a great film to get a hold of and watch and learn and show it in your church and just sort of really bring that united front of Christians and Jews at this time in America and in the world. I just think it's crucial.
Yeah, and I agree with that. Let me ask. I got a question to ask you, and then a comment, and then we'll be wrapping it up. But here's my question. I've seen you in doing comedy, stand up comedy. Excellent routine, very very entertaining, very practical. I think too, because there's some things that should be questioned that I think you question. What for you the big difference between doing a stand up routine, kind of where the Lord kind of grew you and molded you, and doing a movie? Was doing a movie weird?
Not really, because I'm a genius. And had I not been, there would have been difficulties. But because I have this incredible giftedness and talent that is actually beyond me sometimes, my friend, I'm amazed at my own work, I have to say. But I'm lying to you. I'm joking.
I know.
They're supposed to be it's obviously satire and sarcasm, my friend. And you're just sitting there like, what's wrong with this guy?
No, I know your routine. See, I know what you're doing. I know how it goes. Okay, I want the audience to hear it. Are you kidding?
Yeah, your audience is going, okay, this is the most egocentric guy we've ever had on this show. All right, no. What is there a difference? Of course. Stand-up comedy is unique because, first off, very few people can do it. And those who do it, have a very unique place in the performance arts. Because if you think about what a stand-up comedy act is, you write your own material, you perform your own material, you stage and block your own material, you produce it, you direct it. So you basically are creating a one-man show, for all intents and purposes, 45 minutes to an hour play. That you are in all by yourself, a monologue, so to speak. So that's unique. It's difficult. It's not for everybody, but it does allow you the freedom to do whatever you want, because that's what you're good at, and it's your show, and as long as they laugh, you've done your job. And so you really have the freedom to go exactly the direction and the flavor that you want to go, because it's your brand. But film is different, because film, first off, you have a director who's actually has a very specific vision. You have a screenwriter who wrote words that he once said. There's other people involved that you have to connect to. You're playing not yourself, but somebody else. So it really is a different type of beast altogether. Now, as we've seen, comics oftentimes can make very good actors, whether in sitcoms or in film. And I think it's just because comics are so aware of the human condition and human nature, which is what makes great acting, is you're just sort of really have a great instinct for a scene and a moment and how it would play out and how a human would respond to this thing. I think comics are pretty tapped into that. So I think that's why we can be good at it. I love it. I was trained by Aaron Speiser, who's a very well-respected theatrical teacher in Beverly Hills. So I have, you know, actual training and have done, I don't know, 10 or 12 films at this point. So it's something that I love to do. It gives me something fresh to use in my art, and, you know, because comedy I love, and I'm working on some new stuff right now. But acting just lets me think of a different way of doing something, and it just, from a creative standpoint, artistic standpoint, it just enriches my, you know, enjoyment of this performance art. And but God called me to tell his story. That's why I exist. But I do it through humor, through film, through writing, through, you know, hosting, through doing fundraising. I just did fundraisers for a couple of crisis pregnancy centers, you know, working into churches as an outreach. That's just my purpose, is telling God's story through this unique vehicle he gave me. So this film I'm proud of, because even though I didn't produce it and I have a very small part, as all of them for the most part do, even though, as you said, there's some fairly well-known faith-based actors and singers in this, I'm proud of it because I love leaving a legacy. I love doing films that tell stories that I'm proud of, because I feel like they have something to say that matters. And when I'm long gone, somebody can still watch it and be influenced by it. So in that regard, I think that you know, acting can really be unique and different than comedy.
Yeah, that's good. All right, let me give you, and then I'll give you my comments. Now, I just want everybody to know, Brad Stine, STINE.com. If you want to get more information about Brad, different projects he's working on, the movies, the different stand-ups, his different elements is going on. Plus the movie, LetTheLionRoar.com. Don't forget that, because this is all based on the church taking an honest look at itself. Here's the thing I tell you. You told me that I got more matzo balls and more gefilte fish, which is absolutely true, by the way. But I'll tell you this. What you probably didn't wake up with is your mother waking you up and going, okay, it's another day. Are you going to be a lawyer, a doctor, or a disappointment? That's how I grew up.
And which one were you?
A disappointment, trust me. Especially when I became a Christian, it became a raging disappointment, might be more accurate.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting the worst. Thanks, Brad. Brad, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. We really appreciate it, and you did a great job.
My
and it's
pleasure.
Awesome stuff.
And I appreciate reconnecting to you, even though I didn't know who you were. So anytime, man, I'd love to be on your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, brother. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we've got our Facebook post of the day, and it's a doozy. Don't go anywhere.
Hush, my darling, don't fear, my darling. The lion sleeps tonight. Hush, my darling, don't fear, my darling. The lion sleeps tonight.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Now watch Mike and Molly weeknights at 7 on San Diego 6, The CW. Watch The Simpsons at 5, The Middle at 6, and Mike and Molly at 7. Weeknights only on San Diego 6, The CW.
Hi, everybody. It's me again. That's Craig Perry. I have so many happy clients that have never lost any investment money ever. My index investment guarantees you can't go backwards due to stock market decline. I know many of you have lost money in real estate, gold, silver, bonds, stocks, mutual funds, and if anyone tells you they can get you 14%, you call me first, please. This product gets like stock market growth, but you can't ever lose principal or interest due to stock market decline. I've averaged over 8% the last few years. Wow, and I can't ever lose it. I'm so tired of the competition writing lies about my product without any proof to back it up. They're either jealous because they can't sell it, or they just don't understand it. I'm the truth. 1-800-553-6247. No annual fees, no commission charged, and 35 years of honest truth. That's God's way. Great for 401ks, IRAs, CDs. Call me for a quick learning lesson. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all, and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
The kids are back in school. Fall is almost officially here, but guess what? The Southern California heat, not going anywhere anytime soon. Now, most of the rest of the country wasn't as scorching as they expected, and as a result, Lennox has a ton of air conditioning units that they have to get rid of now. Ken and Tina Starr are the owners of 1-800-COMFORT. These guys are awesome. I know them personally, and they are a Lennox premier dealer. Now, as a Lennox premier dealer, 1-800-COMFORT is able to buy all of these leftover AC units at really low prices that other contractors just can't get. And Ken and Tina told me that they want to pass this unbelievable savings on to you. Give them a call today, 1-800-COMFORT, and take advantage of their end of summer clearance sale. The warehouses are full and all brand new 2014 inventory has to go. It's still going to be hot, so don't suffer any longer. Appointments are filling up fast, so call 1-800-COMFORT or visit 1-800-COMFORT.com. 1-800-COMFORT, comfort you can count on.
CSLB number 974908.
Since 2008, Maranatha has been celebrating the Feast of Trumpets, as well as learning about the other biblical feasts from Leviticus chapter 23 that all point to the Lord Jesus Christ. But why? Why do we choose to celebrate this Jewish holiday? I believe this specific holiday has some very significant applications and insight into God's eternal plan. The Lord is harvesting believers and patiently beckoning those who will follow Him until the fall feasts come. These fall feasts are to be fulfilled in the second coming of Jesus. And the first of these is the Feast of Trumpets. And this represents, I believe, the rapture of the church. While the Feast of Atonement represents the second coming, and the Feast of Tabernacles represents the kingdom age of the Lord, we want to celebrate as a church the Feast of Trumpets. Jesus himself said, "Behold, I am coming quickly." And we look forward to that day and welcome the return of our Lord.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Okay, so we only have a couple minutes left because why? Because... I don't know, because the show goes so fast. That's why, because you get in here, it's a time warp. Zip, zip, zip. All right, let me get the Facebook music. That's the wrong music, dude. There you go. You still got to change this, though. I'm just telling you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Today's Facebook post, from the scriptural point of view, it's only two words. It's Revelation 2:9, but I'm not going to tell you what he says. I'm just going to tell you Revelation 2:9. Here's the Facebook post from today, for today, because of today, and today only. Here's what I said. And I woke up this morning. It was like 5 in the morning, and this came to my mind, which does not mean that it was, oh, it's from the Lord. Or it was just the first thing that came into my mind, which in my case is much more likely. Here's what the Facebook post says. Now, tell me if you think this is a good one. First question, who knows? I was actually going to stop there, but I thought, no, that's a little plain. Who knows? And then I wrote, nobody knows, but he knows. Revelation 2:9, Jesus said, I know. Okay? Now just think of this. It's kind of like a play on words here. Line number one, who knows? Is this going to happen? Who knows? Is the world going to explode tomorrow? Who knows? I don't know. Trump at this feast, I don't know. Don't know. Who knows? Nobody knows. But he knows. Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, I know. That's Jesus' line. See, that's Jesus doing it. So if it was a play, you'd have the narrator go, who knows? Nobody knows, but he knows. And then you hear Jesus go, I know. See how that would work? And then the next line is, he's just often not telling. See, so he knows, he's just often not telling you and I. You see, here's the deal. The deal is everybody wants to know. Everybody wants to know what, Dave? Everybody wants to know what's going to happen. What's the solution to their situation? How's it going to pan out? Everybody wants to be a genius 5 minutes from now. But nobody knows because 5 minutes ago, oh, we're all experts. We know what happened 5 minutes ago. I can tell you everything that happened. 5 minutes from now, I have no idea. Maybe the Earth gets sucked up into a black hole. I don't know. But he knows. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, Jesus said, I know. But the key in understanding that Jesus knows, he's often not telling. See, so this is that part where you go, I guess I have to submit to God then. Yes, that's the key. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. 22 hours from now, more insanity with Spoonanity.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.